Have a banana, Hannah. Try the salami, Tommy. You put the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house.
Foodies rejoice. The morning set here on Kubo Jazz is bringing back our original food feature, as we did last week, Eats and Beats. And during this segment, every Wednesday, we'll spotlight a local Denver restaurant and discuss its food, its atmosphere, origin story. We'll also break into food and drink festivals, and what's happening around town, tell you about new restaurants, breweries, food trucks, cocktails. Everybody eats when they come to Kubo Jazz. So we'll be celebrating a lot of significant holidays that deal with food. So the goal here is to spotlight the diversity of food and restaurants and culture. Today we're talking with Michelle Lasnier, founder and proprietor of Ruby's Market on South Pearl Street in Denver. It's an intercultural nonprofit experience promoting global expression via pop-up markets celebrating refugee and immigrant entrepreneurs. Michelle, welcome to Kubo Jazz.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Good, good. Hey, tell us about Ruby's Market. You've been telling us here, but tell our listeners, what's the inspiration behind this local global marketplace that celebrates all this great food made by refugees and immigrants? How did all this just even occur to you and come up?
Well, 5 years ago, I founded Our Bazaar, which is our nonprofit, which operated as a pop-up market working with local refugee, immigrant, and indigenous makers to help them get out to the marketplace and sell their goods. And my vision was that the more we band together, it makes it a lot easier for makers who are just emerging to get out and sell and find the right places to go to sell their goods. And so we started that up until the pandemic, which right before the pandemic, 1 month before, I signed a lease for our first shop.
Wow.
1 month later, we were closed.
Yeah, you had no choice, obviously, right. as we know. So talk to me a little bit about the entrepreneurs that have been incubating at Ruby's Market. As you said, some people are recent, right, the last couple of years. Some others might have been here in our community for a long time. And so where are they from, and what are some of the foods that we can expect to find at Ruby's?
Yes, we have global entrepreneurs, so just about every country is represented. They change, they come in and out sometimes. It depends on where they are in their journey as an entrepreneur. We serve as a market and a nonprofit that serves to elevate and get them opportunities or present them with opportunities. We aren't a formal incubator. We listen to where they're at, and we ask questions. We help them achieve their dreams. Some may want to start a restaurant. Some may make baklava out of a bakery.
So people come from the Middle East, from the Caribbean, from Africa, from just different parts of the world who have emigrated to this country?
That's right.
I see. And they bring the traditions of their food with them.
Yes. And it's also very much a way to cross bridges and have cultures experience each other through food, especially also through art, through beautiful jewelry, different creations that are in our shop.
You also do a weekly food donation to a lot of folks in need as part of this whole experience at Ruby's Market. I would imagine that to do that, though, you've got to get the community involved in helping as well. How's that going in these times right now?
Amazing. The community here in Denver has really turned out, and we have a solid group of volunteers now. We can always use more. Through our website, we have a very easy sign-up calendar. About twice a week, we need help from folks. So also through monetary donations and in-kind donations. We run a refugee supply pantry out of the backyard.
Wow.
So it's pretty amazing.
How do you keep up with all this? It's just amazing. You've got to have a great team, as you said, of volunteers and people who are like-minded and are rolling up their sleeves to make sure others can eat just like we all do.
That's right. I think the pandemic really brought forward folks who wanted to do something, didn't know what to do, and felt that Ruby's Market and Our Bazaar gave them action.
Mm-hmm. Michelle Lasnier is here. She's the founder and proprietor of Ruby's Market. We're in our Eats and Beats segment. Welcome to the morning set, 24 minutes ahead of 9 o'clock. You brought some food. There's some stuff here, and it all looks good. I've been eating this, you know, I have to have sweets in the morning a little bit. So I've been eating, tell me about this cookie that I've been, it's almost gone.
that cookie, it's a blue corn sugar cookie made by Andrea Murdoch through Four Directions Cuisine. She's a caterer and food producer that uses indigenous ingredients. She's very active in the community, and we love celebrating these cookies, and her new product is a trail mix that we sell through Ruby's.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you got something that we start reaching a little bit more, a little deeper. Tell me about these other dishes.
Yes. Baklava, we can smell it wafting through the air. Wonderful mixed baklava made by Syrian Sweets. They're off of Colorado Boulevard, close to the intersection of Evans, just south of that intersection.
So they bring this also to Ruby's Market?
They
as
do.
Well, plus having their shop.
Yes.
I see.
Yes.
Wow.
Our mission is to elevate these entrepreneurs. So I'm happy to give the addresses of where to find the goods.
Makes total sense.
Yes.
You know, how can people really engage with Ruby's Market? You know, whether it's baked bread sales on the weekends or just things that are going on. How does someone get involved with you, in terms of presenting an option on some different food or something?
First and foremost would be come in and talk to us. See us in our shop at 1569 South Pearl Street in Denver. We also have a great website where you can access our Market Box, which is an online ordering site, has fresh foods. We rotate our global vendors through there. And we're about to launch a new culturally curated subscription box, which is going to be prepared foods, 4 to 5 meals one time a month. We're going to give this a whirl for a 3-month trial, but we're about to launch that in about 2 weeks.
So when you say subscription box, you mean you sign up and once a month, or how would that work? Like just once a month, you people who have signed up get a box of food?
That's right. That's right. We'll have all the arrangements through our website. But we wanted to launch this because we noticed during the pandemic we did prepared foods, culturally prepared foods. So we had about 4 to 5 chefs that would rotate. We had Ethiopian, Mexican, Syrian, and Middle Eastern foods where we would have a whole meal for a family of four that you would order. You'd have to remember to order, though, weekly. And I received feedback
from our... That's why you call a subscription.
That's right. We received amazing feedback from our customers that it's hard to remember. So we're trying to make it easy.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do, Michelle. I'm going to add a little soul sauce to this conversation from the Caribbean Jazz Project. Michelle Lasnier is in the studio with Alia and Steve and myself. And if you're just joining us, this is our Eats and Beats segment. And Michelle is here to talk about Ruby's Market, a local global marketplace, multicultural artisan and food destination. But I'm looking at your website, your homepage there, and it is wonderful. It is, I mean, this is, to me, it's like, I want to go to the market. I want to see smiling faces. I want to experience not just the food, but the ambience of your establishment through music and through food. So congratulations on this, Michelle. It just looks fantastic. Speaking of, let's do two things right now in case anyone has to leave. Let's talk about what time you open and the address again.
Okay. We are open every day but Tuesdays. Primarily from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
The weekends, a little bit later, adjusted hours on Sunday, but we're open every day.
Why Ruby? Where did that come from?
Ruby is my grandmother's birthstone. She was a July baby, born in Brazil. They moved to Portugal. Then she moved to the U.S. all before she was 16.
Wow.
So she was an inspiration and a go-getter in my life.
Yeah. And So the food, I'm distracted now. I'm just we opened up a few more things here while the music was playing, and so let's talk about it. You've got some what is this that Steve was eating here? It is Steve that's eating, by the way. I'm talking, Steve's eating.
That's
so
right.
What do you call these?
These are za'atar chips.
Za'atar chips.
Mm-hmm. Made by Musa Humusa.
Uh-huh.
Ellie is the chef.
Right.
Using her mother-in-law's recipe for za'atar, which is a Middle Eastern spice blend.
Yeah, I like that. It says, it's time, with
T-H-Y-M-E.
Nice little clock, two hands. Musa Humusa.
Yes.
And you can find these at the store, right?
Absolutely.
Your place? Okay. And so what do you dip them in, though?
Hummus.
Hummus.
Of course.
Is there any left over there?
It's dwindling. It's Tunisian. Inspired hummus. We brought it made by Yummy Yummy.
Oh.
And they are at just about every farmer's market in town. They just started in Boulder. They'll be at the South Pearl Farmer's Market. They are killing it, I like to say, because their hummus, they have many flavors, but it's very unique. It's very much hummus. And hummus, it's required that you have chickpeas and tahini.
I was just going to ask you, you know, exactly what is the base of hummus? I mean, most of us know, but why is it, if it doesn't have that, it's not hummus, right?
I believe that, yes.
Okay.
And they add flavors such as avocado, beet. They'll use beets from farmers that are local.
Mm-hmm.
They stay very local, but it's a global dish, and they stay true to the hummus.
Very good.
Yes.
All right, Steve. Anything else? Let's do this. We were talking about, and I feel bad because I haven't been in Ruby's Market. That's true confession, everybody out there. But when you walk in the place, you've got music going, different music every day. So when I walk in Ruby's Market and I'm hearing this multi-ethnic experience, what's it like? And I want to throw that out to our listeners on our text line. 303-291-0666. What kind of music do you think about when you're eating some of these exotic dishes? But, okay, I'm walking into Ruby's Market. What do I hear on any given day?
Samba. Reggae,
mm-hmm.
Anything happy,
uh-huh.
That is motivating.
Something rhythmical and
moving.
Up.
Yeah, people are shimmying around the store sometimes, singing along, asking me, you know, what this music is or who the artist is.
Yeah, well, I would expect that it would be something like a samba, because the samba and the Portuguese influenced the Brazilian, you know, Portugal to Brazil, and here we got rhythm.
That's right.
You know, or Africa to Brazil and Portugal, and then we have rhythm.
That's right.
That's just kind of the way it works. I left out the motherland there. It starts out pretty good. So, Ruby's Market, Denver. You're looking to expand, to grow, to what can people do to support your efforts in feeding people and really highlighting and spotlighting the plight of, you know, of refugees who are coming to Denver? And of course, we've got a whole new unfortunate situation happening in Ukraine.
Right.
So right now, there seems to be a real need for this welcoming, this spirit of we're all part of this together,
mm-hmm.
and we do it through food, through experience, into meeting people. How can people get engaged with you as either volunteers or anything they can do to help?
Come in to the shop for sure. Work with some of our catering if you need foods for an event.
Mm-hmm.
And third, volunteer or donate in kind. We run this refugee supply pantry in partnership with the resettlement agencies here in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very attuned to the foods that many arriving families might need. And we're trying to get specific. Right now, we have an Afghan welcome basket. It's food. It's a lot of rice, a lot of tea. It's also a pressure cooker because that's how they cook their foods. It's a colander to strain the rice. It's specific to Afghan families. What would give them comfort, mm-hmm. when they arrive in a new country after being through trauma?
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do for all the cultures now that are arriving.
Yeah, sometimes we take it for granted that a simple dish of something that we grew up with or we love so much, right, can just settle, can take away the stress, even during that time when you're eating and you're also interacting with other folks who maybe have been here a little bit longer, who can give you some solace during this real stressful time that a lot of people have gone through.
That's right. That's right. The smells, the process of making a soup, it's comforting.